The recent doubling in the number of homeless chronic alcoholics panhandling along Anchorage streets and camping in the city's wooded areas, plus about a dozen deaths among that group in 2009, has produced a municipal campaign. One product of that effort came before the Assembly as a threefold ordinance. It seeks to amend city code to allow severe alcohol-dependent housing, set up conventional use standards for such housing, and determine the parking requirements. Assembly Chair Pat Flynn and Assemblymember Dan Coffey co-sponsored the Housing First bill prepared by part of the mayor's homelessness leadership team. Coffey says the ordinance, as presented, is only the very first step in the legislative process.
This ordinance is intended to have this public dialogue that they're having tonight, and regardless of where, and to ask what might we do better in the ordinance.
If Coffey desired dialogue, he got his wish.
What I'd like to say about the ordinance is it's way too weak. I wouldn't wish a homeless shelter or this inebriate on anybody.
Ron Oliva, who owns commercial property close to the Brother Francis Shelter and Beans Cafe, is a longtime vocal opponent to assistance he regards as enabling chronic alcoholics. The Housing First approach, which exists in some outside cities, allows its tenants to drink, although within set house rules. Oliva is skeptical.
This isn't going to work anywhere in the city, and no one's going to welcome it, and it's not going to be successful, and it's only going to create compassion fatigue.
As the Assembly Chair and other members repeatedly pointed out to those who participated in the approximately hour-long public hearing, the proposed ordinance was not location-specific. It sets guidelines for the entire municipality. But many of the speakers concentrated on one possible site, the Red Roof Inn on Carlock Street and East Fifth Avenue. The nonprofit organization RuralCap has indicated it's interested in converting the Fairview Area Hotel to a large Housing First facility. In response, S.J. Klein, Fairview Community Council member, had three suggestions for a Housing First ordinance.
I'd like to see the ordinance strengthened to specifically enlarge the role of the affected community council in shaping the conditions for the approval of and accountability of the proposed projects. Second, to ensure that our neighborhood does not become home to more of these projects than it can handle, I would like to see language that restricts the total number of alcohol-dependent housing in any community council district to 40 beds. And third, I think the model really requires robust social, mental health, and physical health services.
Some speakers advocated larger rather than smaller scattered facilities. They said the former offered support personnel a more effective and less costly way to help residents. Assemblymember Sheila Selcraig asked several of the speakers if the ordinance should add a requirement that all Housing First facilities have a neighborhood impact plan. Most said it was a good idea. Fairview resident and social worker Summer LaFay spoke to the municipal-wide aspects of the proposed ordinance.
I'm concerned there will be nowhere in town for Housing First. It may be impossible to get Not In My Backyard out of the dialogue. We have to have a place if we're going to do Housing First. RuralCap has been doing some Housing First already in Mountain View. Who is here complaining? Where is the community outcry?
After the final speaker, Coffey moved to continue the discussion.
I think there's some work that could be done. Ms. Selcraig's had an idea on some redrafting, and I've got a couple of concepts about sizing, and I think it'd behoove us to try to bring an S version in here and also to allow one more opportunity for people to testify.
The Assembly unanimously agreed to extend the public hearing to its March 2nd meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.